Another year, number 13, huh? It's pretty cool. I've been here since number one, to let y'all know. You know, I was there, no vibe. And they actually tore that building down. I don't know if it had anything to do with us, but it might have. I mean, you know, they were like, fuck that, we're gonna get rid of that shit. Oh, you got free Wi-Fi? What's the password? I need Wi-Fi. Actually, I ain't got my phone on me, so it's all good. It's good. Maybe later, I'm gonna come see you, holler at you and shit. You know. Maybe afterwards, you know. There's this autograph thing that I do, like, in maybe, like, 3 hours, what? 4 o'clock, I think. I'll be over there and chilling in there, so. But I'll get in later, maybe even after this motherfucker, if we got some time. So, anyway, you know, if you've never been to the seminar for me before, I do a little talking, and then I take a bunch of questions from people. Chuck's gonna be out there, the clown, and he'll be taking questions and shit, and bringing the motherfucking mic around so everybody can be heard this year, maybe, right?
Yeah, raise your hand and I'll get you. All right, we'll start.
Yeah, over. Yeah. I mean, he'll start moving now, and then I'll keep talking. If that's cool. How's that? I can keep talking. I'm good at it. Sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'll just ramble. But anyway. So, you know, last night with the shit and whatnot, but, yeah, I'm actually in the middle of, the beginning of, writing for some new shit, but I haven't been in the studio a lot with Twisted, and that's the reason why, you know what I mean, with them.
He tried to hit the fucking mic, didn't he?
This shit's off the hook, by the way. So, yeah, but I'm starting to write on some new shit. I believe the album is going to be called A Day in the Life Of, and it's all going to be a day in the life of me. Blaze your day home, man. Shit, it's some shit. It's going to be dope. I started some shit. It's dope. And I'm trying to work on a couple different projects. So if you're wondering when my last new shit came out, I did put a little bit of new shit together for the tour. If you went and see Chaos Chronic Tour, you might have got a chance to pick up the Blazing Bank EP. And had a couple new tracks or whatever. But it's just that was for some fun because I didn't have nothing new going on. You know what I mean? So it's like still working on some other shit. Me and Killa have talks and drive by. More importantly, me and ROC have been talking some Zodiac.
Yeah.
He's here with me, he's chilling, he's just back here. I'll talk this motherfucker right out, Snoop Dogg style, for real, for real.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so, the Zodiac imprint, we already got beats for and shit. Concepts and shit, so. You know, we're working on doing some new shit. A lot of it is gonna be going the new route, though. Everybody keeps talking shit about, oh, you're not gonna make CDs or albums no more? Well, basically, the industry's kind of trying to slow down on making CDs and albums. It's just like they did with cassettes. And, you know, before that, it was 8-track tapes. So, you know what I mean? It's all going to this iPods and shit. And actually, I know how to use mine now, so I'm kind of like, fuck it, I can do that shit. We'll still try to make a select amount of CDs. At least a little bit. But I mean, you know, it's like, I think that it's all mostly going digital right now. So it's like, look for a lot of my shit to be coming digital. Because straight up, it's like, man, people just don't give a fuck no more. And you say that until they download that bitch for free anyway. They don't give a fuck about how much work you're putting into the cover and anything else you're doing with that bitch. Nobody give a fuck no more. They're like, fuck that shit. We want the music. Come with it today. And not today, I mean yesterday. That's how it is now. It's like, it's a different time. So we're just all trying to grow with that shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, we're going to continue doing shit with that. So if you want more shit to come out a little faster from me, this is the way it's gonna have to happen, you know what I mean? So, it's just, it's much less waiting on everybody's part. Now, let me get into this video of the dub sack because all right, everybody wanna know what happened, okay? Everything that could be done on my part, done. Done. Been done for like 6 months. Maybe less, maybe like 5 months. But it's not, I'm not top priority there right now, I guess. I mean, they're waiting on a couple of edits. They gotta edit some shit, and it should be done. It's like I'm telling y'all the God honest, you know what I mean? I filmed that shit. I actually filmed two videos. I filmed the Blaze Up video as well. It was an old school Blaze Up video. I filmed it. It's done too. And it's just, you know, waiting in the wings. I don't know what it's waiting for, but you know, I'm sure there's something happening. There you go, light that bitch back up. And you know, it'll eventually see its time. So I've come to the conclusion to stop throwing dates out, you know what I mean? Because I purposely went up there and asked him, I was like, hey, when's this video gonna be done? Can I tell him when it's gonna be done, man? I'm getting people asking me on Twitter, what's happening with this video? So I'm like, you know, what's this date? They tell me, tell them the first week of the tour. So, you know, I go right on to that shit. Hey, the first week of the tour is gonna be there. Y'all check that shit out and be ready to roll. Look at where we're at now. We're at the Gathering of the Juggalos. That motherfucker still ain't up. That ain't me. I can't do nothing but keep going up to him. And, you know, hey, y'all finish. Hey. And, you know, there's only so much I can do. You want me to beg and plead with motherfuckers? Because, I mean, I've done that too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's just so far I won't go. I'm not kissing nobody's ass. That's on the real. That's on the real. I got love for everybody here and doing this with us. But so I'm not kissing nobody ass to get it. Like, man, come on, please, just get it done, all right? I did my part. That's what's up. Okay, look, I'm gonna take everybody questions though for real, because I know only got like an hour of this motherfucker anyway, so. I know, that's all I do. So, whatever, let's kick it off. Up, Chuck.
What up, big homie?
What up, though?
My name is Strangles, I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505.
Yeah.
Talk about 2,000 miles to come here and pee with y'all.
That's the shit.
Listen, man, Dark Lotus was off the hook, dog. All right?
Thanks, man.
Listen, the past 2 years, they need to turn your mic up, dog. Man, come on, man. What's up? We can barely hear you out there,
look,
man.
I'm not. There's. Look, how is that? This is the reason why, you know? That, I mean, it is. It might be that way to some people up there. For me, I can't really tell. So I'm on stage and it's like, I'm just doing whatever I do. So, you know, I'm trying to keep moving and I can hear myself. So, but the thing is, there's five of us and it's really hard to mix five mics, you know, five guys. So, hey, I'm trying, man, I'm telling you. The only reason why you can't hear me is because, I mean, the first couple of years doing Dark Lotus before my own set, I used to be yelling out there because I want to be heard. So I'm screaming and doing everything. Then by the time I get to my set, I don't have a voice. I'm fucking completely blew out. It's like, hey, you know, I sound like shit. So now I kind of learned to pace myself and just do what I can do. It's up to other people for them to do that. I just do what I do, you know? I'm still doing it.
Either way, man, we know y'all. We love what you do.
Thank you, man.
Hey, 256, man, Alabama. I was wondering what's up with Boondocks, man. Wayne ain't playing here, man.
Look, oh, Dirty?
Yeah.
I'm cool with Dirty. I ain't got no problem. Look, hey, Dirty. Hey, Boondocks. I'm still following you on Twitter. We need to start directing your questions to people that matter with this shit. You think I got any say in it? Boondocks know just as well as I do. I'm waiting on my video still. So why would you think I can't even get my video on? You really think I got any pull of what Boondocks is doing on the label, homie? You must be out your shit.
You really must be out your shit. My video been done for 6 months. I'm still waiting on that. But yet I can tell somebody, hey, you should get Boondocks off the label.
What the fuck, man? That's stupid. That's dumb.
Ask somebody that really has bone and has some talk in this motherfucker. That's nothing to do with me. That's dumb. That's dumb as fuck. Come on, man. Please.
voice sounds like shit, dude, because I've been out like 5 or 6 days. But we met up with you last year behind the cinema and shit. Yeah. Fucking got back. That was when we got together.
Speak into the mic.
Anniversary.
Hell yeah. What's up? That's the shit. I do see people outside usually after work. Y'all go sign this shit. What up?
All right, homie. So, modern ninjas don't have awesome technology. So I'm thinking they can't keep up on things like Twitter. They can't ask for things.
Right.
I'm thinking, why not more seminars?
I'm telling you, I don't know. It's because I think for us, for me individually, it's like, this is the first seminar. It's like this. If we were to do 2 seminars, it'd be like maybe a 2/3 of this in here. And I think they kind of figured out once we're saying one thing, we say it once, it's about we're just saying the same thing over again. It's like if I'm doing 2 seminars, my second seminar will consist of almost the same thing, except for different people asking questions. And I think they kind of just cut it that way. I mean, I said that was kind of, I think, was something to do with when they first started everything. They were trying to figure out how much for everybody to do and what seemed like the easiest thing. It's like, I'm usually here on time. Today I'm like 2, 3, 5 minutes late. Reason why is because I did ride it last night. You know what I mean? 4 in the morning. So I stay on the grounds just like you stay on the grounds. So I get up and I get ready and I get over here. It's, you know, as soon as possible. It's like whenever they put me, I'm gonna be there. So you know what I'm saying? It's kind of what it is. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I think it's because they were like, it seemed it might be easier, but now they got 5 days, maybe they will. Maybe they'll start booking it. Because there's one day, like I think tomorrow I'll do shit. Kind of riding around, hanging out with y'all. You know, maybe I will pick the fuck up. So, you know, that could be cool.
Pick me up, homie.
I bet smoking weed. Anyway, that happens. Regardless.
So is Dark Lotus gonna drop any new albums?
Man, really, we were talking, like last time we talked about it, we were supposed to talk about maybe releasing one this year at the gathering, and then we kind of changed plans and some other things happened. So, you know, it's inevitable, I'll say.
Inevitable. It's inevitably inevitable. It can happen anytime.
Indubitably. Do something. I've been smoking the whole time, man. Hold up. All right, go ahead.
So, remember last year when you had... last year those glow cups?
What?
Last year, the glow cups, you know?
Glow cups.
The cups. The glow.
Glow.
Do you think you could sign one sometime?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. My bad. I was having it too. I was like, damn, there goes the rain again. They're all chilling over there. Outside. Damn. Upchuck's moving around sort of swiftly. He kind of like dips and dives.
That's right.
Ducks and dives through the ground. Sure.
All right, Blaze. So,
you're
always talking 11 years dead. Like,
right.
What's so special about 11 years?
Well, I mean, it just started. I think it started that way because when I kind of came out with everybody, the label here just seemed to be the right time because it was like 89 to when it was, and it was perfect at that time. And, you know, it just hasn't changed. Now it would have to be a lot more than 11 years, right? Because, I mean, man, you know what? I'm gonna do the math. I'm gonna get back to you on that. Right up. Maybe we'll do that shit on the next record. Fuck it. See? Maybe we'll talk some weird shit. 23 years. Damn. Damn.
Hey, boys.
Yo.
I got a Dark Lotus question for you. I was wondering if the ABK and you had beef on Dark Lotus. The one song when you talked up, that one, I see it was my fault, but I didn't even pull it out. And then ABK said I had to bury my best friend. Was that about you?
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep, I don't know.
Deep.
I'm sorry, man, I don't know.
No.
You guys didn't match it up, no?
No, straight up. No, I had nothing to do with that at all. We weren't really, you know.
No, I was wondering, because AK buried you back up. He dug you back up, got you out the grave. And I mean, you were his best friend, right?
I mean, if you listen to anything with my stuff, and mostly Lotus, if you listen closely related, it's like, it kind of said that Lotus dug me back up.
I was just wondering.
So it's like, you know, Killa was part of Lotus. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, we ain't never really beefing. And I think, really, to be honest with you,
you guys were doing it to be cool with the record.
No, to be honest with you, I think when we did it, we did our verses at complete different times.
That was dope. That was dope.
Everybody writes, you know what I mean? You don't know what he's gonna write. He don't really know what I'm gonna write until we put it down. So if you made that connection, I think that's pretty cool, actually.
That's dope. I know. That's why I thought you guys did that.
So I mean, you know, it's kind of fresh. It's like, you know.
Whoa.
Maybe when we do that, we subconsciously do dumb shit like that and we don't notice it. You never know. Like, I mean, we're cool, you know? Killer's my dude. He's the shit. So, hold up, man. Settle down, man.
Going to a different topic.
Yo.
What is one thing you are extremely grateful for this year?
This year, extremely grateful for. I'm gonna have to go way crazy with it, but I actually got not one, but two dogs this year. And
woo!
Man, straight up, like, they're the shit. I'm grateful that I got one. Yeah, they're fucking dope as fuck.
What kind of dogs?
They're like pits. I got a little girl and a little boy. He's only like 5 or 6 months along. And a little girl's like a year old. And yes, I had her for a little bit, but not quite a full year. Yeah, it was the shit. Bella and Beast. Don't be motherfucking Beast. Don't be real Beast. That's what I was saying. I'm like, he looks, but he don't look like no Beast. You see him, you're like, man, that's a dope ass looking motherfucker. But yeah, he's gonna be a beast. I know it. He's gonna be big in the motherfucker. I was thinking about bringing him out on the riders last night, like, man, I'm telling you. But I think they would have been snapping, you know, I'm sure they'd been snapping. Crazy. Yeah, but they're the shit, for real. What's up?
All right.
What? Since her voice is too blown out to
stop. Okay.
Where's
Waka?
She actually wants to know if you have a hype man at the moment.
No.
Okay, would you consider a hype girl?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say completely I wouldn't consider, but, I mean, you know my track record.
Just dancing in the back of you while you're
But you know my track record, I'm always the one talking shit about chicks. I mean, let's be honest, I did the 3-6 Mafia song with Twisted, right? If you listen to what I'm saying, I'm straight dogging chick rappers. Who comes up after me, Gangsta Boo, and starts rapping? It's just funny, I'm laughing. That shit's funny to me, but it's cool. Funny shit. Yeah, but nah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, straight up, I'm trying to just keep doing it dolo, you know what I mean? Unless I have a band behind me or somebody that can actually add to my shit. It's like, hype man really ain't adding nothing to my shit. It's like, I can do all my vocals now, what do I need, you know? And to say, throw your hands back and forth and shit, get out of here, you know, that dumb shit. Take your fucking towel and get out of here. Boot shoot.
What up,
boot shoot, like Eliza Duke shoot.
What up, homie?
What up?
When you write your rhymes, do you listen to the beat before you write them, or do you write them and then compose the beat for them?
It all depends on when we're talking. Because when I first was doing this shit, I used to write a lot and not have the beat. And then, like, now I think it's a little bit different. It's like I had a beat and I started kind of writing to the beat. It's like before, I used to just write and then try to fit it. You know what I mean? So a lot of my stuff back then seems to me like that. Like, if you listen to certain things, you can hear me get hyper as the song goes. And it's kind of because I was writing at that time. Like, I go to work, if you hear that, if you listen to that song, you know what I mean? Listen to it. It goes from, like, you know, this calm sound plays, and then he's moving up, and then he gets fucking super pissed by the last verse. And he's like, I got up on the ground. He's trying to beat somebody, you know, just trying to punch somebody's face off. But yeah, that's how it used to be. And I wrote that without a beat. And then, you know, it just so happened. Fritz was like, I got this beat. You want to listen to it? And he said it was for an R&B group. And I was like, really? You know, no, I want that. And it was, I go to work, and that's what it was. It was the shit. To me, I thought it was sweet. My first EP. You don't know about it, know about it. Yeah. What up?
Yo.
Yo.
When are our Massachusetts Juggalos gonna see you in Booster?
I was there for New Year's, and it was a shit. And New Year's Ninja Party. And you can actually, if you really want to be crazy with it, you can check out the DVD, because I'm in Worcester over and over again when you watch it. No, for real, I'm waiting. I can't wait to get back out on tour. I'm doing a couple spot shows in September, and I'm still trying to get on some tours and shit, but I want to work on this record. Like I said, everybody asks me why it ain't going on my records. I'm not getting done quick enough because there's people in the studio most of the time. Then on top of that, it's like I want to get on the road. It's like there's no other better way to see y'all than getting out there. And then when you go out there, you kind of pause on a record. So then if you're pushing pause on that bitch, it's hard to go right back in there. Now you got to get back in line to get back in that studio. So it's like you're trying, you know what I mean? It's a game, and it's a juggle. But you know what I mean? I've been doing it for how long? And I'm going to continue, you know what I mean? That's just what the fuck I'm here. And that's what the fuck I'm going to do. You know what I mean? That's what I've got to do. For real.
You got an Alaska Juggalo.
I know him.
What up, homie?
No, don't come here.
What's up, Randy?
Yelling at me. No.
Hey.
What up?
How was your experience on the Amazing Jekyll Brothers in store?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
It was the first time I was really kind of out with everybody besides, like, I went on tour with them for the Amazing Jekyll Brothers tour, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was working it. Straight up working. I mean, if you guys read Jay's book, you'll know about that shit. So I was out there working and, you know, moving shit in and everything. It was kind of my job, was putting, setting up the stage and taking care of the truck, doing shit like that. Then we busted from there. We did that in-store tour. We had this booth we had to set up every single day. And it was probably some of the funnest times because it was the first time I was actually out on the road and I seen America. You know what I mean? Besides being a kid riding around with your parents. Like, what the fuck is that? I mean, who remembers that shit? It's like, these are the times I remember, you know? I remember I was chilling out in the parking lot with Rob Bruce. I had all these people smoking weed with me. Rob didn't really smoke. Jump said he wasn't smoking, you know? But he was chilling with us and talking. We were just kicking. I said, these are some of the coolest times. I remember all these people standing in a circle, you know what I mean? It's wild. It's Bill. There's Patrick, you know what I mean? There's this other dude named Brian or Brandon. You know what I mean? It's like crazy shit. We're all chilling, Squeaky Mike, and we're all smoking, you know, just chilling. It was days off on the motherfucking Amazing Jekyll Brothers in-store tour. I got to drive that van sometimes. I ride peel up in that bitch.
Hey, come on.
I start shoving. Because I try to make it look real to the motherfucker. They were like, hey, we want to look crazy. I'm like, okay, you want to look crazy? Well, when you get out, I'm gonna be fucking shoving your ass around. And I swear to God, I'll be throwing Jay into shit. I grab fucking Mad Rocks and peel him off and throw him, and, you know, put these motherfuckers in chicken wings and shit, peel them back, looking crazy. It was fun. We had so much fun in that shit. It was awesome. Great times. Great, great. For real.
Hey, what up, Blaze?
Whoa, what up?
Hey man, I'm Tiny from 314. I just want to say you the motherfucking
ain't
shit, way, dog.
You ain't Tiny, dude.
Hey man, that's my name, dog. For fucking 15 years, bro.
That's what's up.
You the shit, homie.
Thanks, man. That's what's up. Ooh, ooh. There you go. Hey, yeah. Who wants to see the game tonight? Is game tonight? I'm wearing red. In my red. I want to see. There's some shit going on.
I'm Diamond from Houston, Texas. I just want to say my one-year-old daughter loves the shit out of you, and I'm kind of wondering when you're going to come back to Houston.
Houston is a great, great city, and I think the last time I was there, it was either with, I think, was out there with Twisted and Kyle Monkins? Because we went, I thought we did two, and ICP. See, I'm trying, the thing is, for some reason, they don't book me there. They always book me in Dallas. So I'm trying to get them to kind of move around because I got family that's like kin that's close in between New Mexico, the Albuquerque area, and this area in Houston and Dallas and Texas. So, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get booked down there so I can see them. You know what I mean? It's much easier, you know, I go out there. That's one of the greatest things about this. You know what I mean? I love 100%, but the first, you know, it's the last 2 years I finally figured out that this is really good on me too, because I got a big ass family, you know what I mean? I got seven brothers and sisters and shit, and they're spread all over the country. And when I go out there, I get all these time to see everybody. You know what I mean? It's the shit. See what's up with my little sister here. My little sister is actually getting married Saturday. And it's all like, she's getting married for back in Detroit. So I ain't gonna be there. I'm here with y'all because I'm performing that night. But you know, because I'm with my family here. You know what I'm saying? But my family back there getting married. So you know what I mean? But I did get to see y'all. See her in Denver. So you know what I mean? People are, my family spread all over. So that's the shit.
Are you the favorite child?
Huh? Nah. I'm kind of like, one. There is no middle since there's eight of us, but if there was, I'm on the cusp of that. I would kind of be the middle, you know what I mean? So I deal with it all, you know? That's kind of how I'm just where I'm at, because I had to listen to people up here and then people down here, and I kind of had to just mediate it and just try to be, okay, here, this is what you, just chill. You're right, exactly. You know, yelling, complaining, yelling. You just gotta, okay, hey, let's just, time to grow up. Grow the fuck up. Just chill out.
Hey, Blaze.
Yo.
Hey, I'm from Humboldt County, California.
Yay.
And I've never seen Psychopathic in Humboldt. What's up?
Wait a minute. That was Eureka, California. I was there. But look, did I not come with, when did we go to Humboldt County? Look, because I know Auto Seeds here, this is my backup dude right here. He was with me in Humboldt County. Me and him opened for Tech N9ne at some big ass place on a mountain in Humboldt County. We flew into Arcadia Airport at like, 4 in the morning. Nobody in this bitch. We had bags galore to collect from the fucking ticket taker. ROC jumps over the motherfucking thing, finds the bags, straight up, just out of nowhere. We're in Arcadia Airport running that bitch. Then we take a ride from Arcadia all the way over to fucking my man One Ton Crip out in motherfucking Humboldt area. Then they take us there the next day where they fucking flash me down with all types of Humboldt County weed. I didn't even get a chance to smoke more than a quarter of it. Because we were there for like, maybe 24 hours? 24 hours, we were there, we were out. We flew back out. We had to take 3 fucking flights to get in there, 3 flights out, puddle jump from San Diego, 4 flights. Fucking puddle jumping from San Diego and shit, Sacramento to fucking Arcadia. It's like, yeah, we were there. We've been there. Me and this motherfucker, we went there. Well, so Psychopathic did come. You know what I mean? I'd love to go back. I'm trying because Oli has asked me plenty of times, and I know he puts out a lot of shit out there, Oli Pearson, and he's been telling me, I'm trying to get with him, you know what I mean? If I didn't have this engagement, you know, if I didn't do New Year's Ninja, with ICP, I would have been in Humboldt with Oli. Because he asked me to come, you know what I'm saying? But I already had to go here, so you know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. Maybe next year, New Year's, they doing it. We'll see what happens, for real. You know, because I got love for that shit. And I love weed just like y'all love growing it. What's up? Chi-Town. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get on some shit. I gotta get this record done so I got a real good reason to be out there on the motherfucking road touring. You know what I'm saying? Then they're like, oh, come on, let's do this shit. Then I can get out there and tour with anybody. Or I can just go out and do my own shit. You know what I mean? It's like, it all depends on whatever is, you know, next. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Hey, yo, Blaze.
Hey, yo, Bill in the house.
Came here from Clovis, New Mexico.
Yo.
I got one question. Other than do it yourself and keep grinding, there's a lot of people in here trying to make it in the fucking rap world. What advice do you have for them?
Like, start using everything you can, I guess, because I don't really know how to use it myself. But I'm telling you, I mean, my man Boondocks, if he's still out here, he is 100%. He is up and current on like social media and doing shit like that. It's like it's 100% where it's at. You got to do shit like that. You got to be up on your Twitters and your Facebooks. I mean, I got people perpetrating to beat me on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. somebody's perpetrating to beat me, so if you are a friend of this motherfucker, go ahead and tell him to fuck off. But whatever, maybe, or I'll figure out who, maybe I'll start figuring out, because I don't know what I'm doing yet to be, you know, all inclined with it, but it's a whole different range nowadays, man. People blow up doing just crazy shit. What was that one, you know, the Superman, that whole dude, he blew up off of the fucking internet years ago. MySpace, before MySpace became uncool. Everybody blew MySpace sucks.
Fuck MySpace! Thousands of people!
I mean, hey.
It was always uncool.
Hey, I never tried it. I was one of the last people to even go to it. So I didn't, and I still didn't know what the fuck I was doing with it. So it's like, I conform, but I end up conforming the last minute. It's like, I'm just now kind of, you know, same thing with Twitter. It's like, to me, sometimes, some shit, I'm just like, man, it doesn't matter, I don't care. I don't really care enough to know that much about a motherfucker, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm on there, I just try to tweet and see what's going on. Sometimes I'll tell you I'm smoking some weed or something. It's like, I'm like, man, there's so many dumb shit I read on there, like, I just don't give a fuck no more. And it's like, they're trying to make that uncool for me. It's like, that's what keeps happening. And you'll see something else. Oh, it's his Instagram. And then, you know, I see pictures on that. And I'm like, okay, this is being overdone too. I'm not mentioning names, but people overdo that too. And it's like, straight up, there's all types of shit. And I haven't even got on that yet. So, you know, when I start overdoing it, then you know it's really shit. You know it's over with. Then you know you should be jumping onto something new. Does that mean I just learned the shit? You know what I mean? But somebody's had something else. Because that's exactly what the fuck happens. I just learned how to do this shit, and then everybody's on something new. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Like, fuck it. But I keep grinding, keep doing my shit. And I'm telling you, if you know how to do it, you're younger than me, you might be able to be all on that shit. Keep doing that shit. I don't know. It can't hurt. Right? It can't hurt. Okay.
Hey, Blaze, I'm Joe. I'm from Houston.
Houston.
Man, I packed this bowl. I got some Black Widow, and I want you to try it, homie.
All right, I'm down.
All right, I'm on the way.
I'm down. Check it out, show. Damn, that wasn't really a question, Chuck.
You know, am I supposed to be screening the questions, Blaze?
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying. I mean, you could have just been like, hey, just go ahead and go up there, and then I'll tell him when you're walking up here that he's got some Black Widow and smoke with you.
What up?
What up?
It's Brittany, 309 Peoria. My friend here is too nervous to ask you, so do you want to hit his weed? He has not hit it just because he wants you to hit it. It's still green.
I mean, I'll hit it. Yeah, fine. As long as there ain't no fucking crack. I don't do crack. Crack is whack. I don't fuck with no heroin either. I don't fuck with no heroin. Man, I'll tell you. I should even tell y'all why. Yeah, that's a Black Widow, huh? It's like spider and shit.
It's made with spider venom.
My cousin, he don't like spiders. Magnus ride with me this year too. How you like that? He said, how you like them apples? He's fucking around. It's cool.
Hey, Blaze, what up?
Yeah, what up?
It's Crazy McCormick from the 616, Gonroo, Michigan.
Yeah. 616?
Hell yeah. I just wanted to know one thing. Where in the fuck did you get those sweet ass shorts?
Which ones?
The fucking, the ones that looked like the fucking gang rags. Did you like get them custom made, or did you just sit in the studio and just start fucking sewing them together?
A little of both. Actually, like, the year that I had the white ones, they were kind of custom made. Like, I helped out a little bit, but I didn't do most of them. You know, it was like a little bit of conglomeration between a bunch of people. Like, you know, Madross kicked in a little bit, and then my cousin and his pops, my uncle, everybody was in on and sewing and doing all types of shit. And then, like, last year when I did the tour with the Cottonmouth and Twisted, That was me and this lady over here. We did them, and we just sewed them all up. And we just, yeah, we straight up did everything. We tried to make it look sweet, and it was mad easy. Yeah, the base is a pair of dickies, so if anybody try to fuck with them, the base of them is a pair of dickies. You start with a pair of dickies and just pattern them bitches around with some spray and some fucking sewing. And get that shit done. And you can make them yourself. I'm not trying to hold on to ideas, y'all. I'm not making no money off this shit. You know, you want to make a pair, you want your own personal fresh ass shit, do that shit. Let's go.
Freaking rags will take for you to wear yours. How many do rags will take you to make yours?
Go fuck yourself, bitch.
Why you leave?
More albums than I'm
willing
to buy.
Yo, Blake.
Oh,
nice. Hey, Blake.
Yo.
Hey, this is Local Cloud Crew on Twitter.
What's up, man?
Oh, yeah.
Shit, just wanted to... What? Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Just wanted to know what's up with Clown Zero and LCC on the JFL.
Yay, yay. I'm still working on it. Look, motherfucking DJ Fillin could not come this time. I mean, everybody knew about him getting sick, right? Everybody listened to the radio. They heard he was kind of out and he was missing in action. Well, he was missing in action from his other, like, normal 9-to-5-er shit for that whole length of time. It was too long to where he couldn't request these days off. They were like, no, you can't go. So he's entirely missing, which he's kind of taking care of the league back at the crib. We're gonna be working back on it, you know what I mean? As soon as we're getting back on the radio when I get back, you know, it's yet to solidify what day we're gonna be up there, straight up. But you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, JFL, if you have never heard of it, it's something we do on the radio show, on Psychopathic Radio, and it's like a Juggalo Fantasy Football League. It's all about, you know, it's just for us, and we created it. There's 32 teams, and they all came through Twitter. It's how they started, basically, in the beginning. We added a couple teams through the radio. If you listen to it, I'm saying check out the radio show. It's visual or whatever, and, you know, we're trying to be informative, sometimes funny, and I said it's mostly just about some Juggalo shit, because that's what it is. We're having fun with it. We have some great ideas for what the fuck the winner's gonna get. I mean, it's completely random. Nobody knows who's gonna win. We have no fucking idea who, we have no teams, you know what I mean? Meaning me and Phillin, we actually went back through and filtered everybody out that was, could be possibly considered a homie of, you know, or, you know, just an associate of Psychopathic to try to kind of cut them out too, just so we could have it fair. You know what I mean? So any Juggalo can win, because what we think the prize is going to be should be the shit. You know what I mean? I really think if you're involved, you know, I'm telling you, wait till you win. Because that's all really I can say. It's going to be the shit. We got the sweet ass prize. It's already ready to roll. It's going to be the shit, for sure. It's dope. And it's nothing but fun. You know what I mean? You don't got to do nothing but listen. That's it. You don't do nothing. You listen. That's it. You know what I mean? And shit talk if you want to. Because you can do that too. I know Clown Zero sometimes, they do. Local Clown, they're like, fuck yeah. I know they be talking a lot of shit.
Hey, Blake.
What up?
Why didn't you do that song, What If We Really Was a Gang at Hatchet Attacks, when we had the whole gang squad in the place and shit?
I didn't know the gang squad was going to be there. You know what I mean? And I said, in the same aspect, to me, you know, that song, I love that song, but I think performing it is pretty tough because it's just so, it seems like it's slow. It's a long song, it's slow. But I mean, I like it. There's a lot of stuff on that record I haven't performed yet, and one day I'm going to, just to fucking do it, because I like a lot of shit out of it, for real.
Hey Blaze, it's Roxy, I'm from Arkansas.
What up?
And my son walks it out every time he hears your song,
yeah.
And I've got him saying, hey, yay.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you have any baby gear lined up. He's 2, so I'm wondering
Straight up, I'm just now finally getting a little bit of, like, girl
yeah.
gear, I guess. Uh-huh. So it's like, I gotta go in there, I guess, and start asking again. Hey, you know, because that's what it is. I guess it's just that. It's just asking, hey, you know, can I get some of this? Because they, you know, same thing. They don't, or... If y'all ask, maybe even you can start fucking punching in there. Hey, I want me a Blaze something. Because they might even do it. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the thing. It's like sometimes, maybe that's what it is. Maybe you guys need to start yelling at them about the video. Where's the dub sack video? Maybe they will start and, you know, bring it out. Be, oh, here you go. We didn't know you guys wanted it. Because for some reason, I'm the only one that hears that you want it. Because it's all coming to me through Twitter. And it's like, I don't know how to answer anybody's question. Except for it's already filmed and they're editing. I mean, it takes a movie a year to edit. I didn't know it takes a video a year. So, I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. Good. Alright, Michelle.
What up, Jello?
What up?
I'm trying to figure out what's up on some drive-by shit.
Oh,
nothing since Pull Me Down. I want to hear some more about that shit. What's up?
We were talking about it, and I said we actually had some beats started. We got an idea of what we're gonna do with the project. We got a couple of people that we're thinking about working with for production on it, and it's ain't nothing to it but to do it, get in the studio, kind of. You know what I mean?
We're just getting it started.
That's it. And the studio right now is kind of that way. You know, we're waiting in line. Let's get in line and get in the studio when you can. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Like, you know what I mean? So we're gonna get in there as soon as we can. You know what I mean? But I got a lot of things on the plate, so I'm trying to get one at a time. So it might be, you know, this first, and then this next, and then that next. You know what I mean? So we'll just see which order they end up coming in. That's it. Really. Pump Chuck, way at the back.
Way at the back. We're in the fucking.
He is kind of like peeling through the crowd, smooth style. You said there was waters up here. Oh, okay. See, I'm blind. Blind to the fact, though.
Blaze, I got one thing to say. Keep doing what you're doing. You're the future.
Hey, thank you, man. What's up? Yeah, sure. Gary. That's what's up, man. I'm trying. I'm going to try to keep doing it. I said, maybe I work at a snail's pace, but I'm going to still do it. I'm still doing it. It's like when motherfucker leave me, you know, walk away, I still be talking. Right? I still be talking.
So, Blaze.
What up?
And your boys in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, you're your boys gone?
Yeah, already, man. We were out last night. Yeah, me and my girl caught you for all three of the shows out in California for the Chaos Con.
Hell yeah. So, that's what's up.
I fucking totally forgot to ask you when I got the VIP pass. What really fucking happened with you and Twisted when you guys got arrested and you're all fucking TMZ and shit?
Okay.
So,
look, all right, here we go. The first, all right, I don't know how many people have heard, but we originally, on the Chaos and Chronic Tour, we were originally pulled over twice. The first time we were pulled over at a checkpoint and were awoken out of sleep by just, it was some crazy shit, like the Border Patrol people, you know, shaking us up somewhere near El Paso, Texas. And we were just like, you know, busted up. Everybody was like, what the fuck, you know? We put all the shit away, so we kind of thought we were good, you know? We kind of turkey bagged it and put everything away. By the way, turkey bags do not work. Okay? Not for no Border Patrol shit. They don't work. Don't use them. So anyway, we put all the shit away in these turkey bags. Everything was put away. We get stopped by the Border Patrol. The dogs hit on the bus. They wake us up. They pull us out, this motherfucker. Handcuff everybody inside the customs thing. They pull out the weed. We get popped. We got like over 550 grams. You know, something major. Major shit. I mean, we're fucking sitting on some shit. Then on top of it, we got these treats, these weed cookies, brownies, and these fucking drinks. Because we just hit California, we bought some shit. But a lot of it we were kind of given through here and there. We also bought some at Colorado at some place. I'll let somebody else tell you about that shit. But yeah, we did some different shit with that. And then we ended up rolling through this thing. We get popped, we're sitting there, and if guys sitting there saying, you know, hey, you know, you guys are all gonna go down for this, or one of you can just say this is mine, and we'll figure something out with that. And so, like, last minute, we're all sitting there sweating it, and then Big Ben Dustin, Big Dustin, he put it down and said it's mine, you know, or whatever. So he took the rap, so nobody heard of that shit. You know what I mean? Nobody heard nothing because it was just, it was Ben Dustin, he's chilling. You know what I'm saying? So he took all the rap. We ended up, everybody, you know, we split his shit, his bill, and we paid for him. So he's all good, he's out, he's done, you know, everything's all gravy. We waited, got him out. But needless to say, for some reason, these dogs went through the bus, they found all this weed. I still had one joint left in this fucking bag inside the place. I had one joint left in this bag. It was called a dime bag. If you ever heard of the company, it's somewhere in Colorado. They make these bags. They say they're smelly proof inside. For some reason, I think they're right, because I had a joint that I pre-rolled, put it in there, forgot about it. They went through the whole bus, tore it apart. So we sat out in his parking lot for like 9 hours the next day waiting for him to get out. We had to bail him out. So we're waiting to bail him out. I waited, and we waited with that joint and like three roaches that they didn't find in the ashtray. I re-rolled up. We had two joints. We waited for him to get out, and we were waiting in this little rinky-dink town in Texas for a while. So we ended up having me to say some smoke while we left. We rolled down. Then we get to fucking Tampa. Everything's going fine. We seen Jaden earlier in the day. He, you know, he wasn't really saying shit, but it just seems kind of cool and just calm and crazy, because the reports that came up said that somebody called from the hotel. Well, obviously, you know, just the hotel wasn't calling and saying, you know what I mean? They had no reason to be in the grounds where we were at. We were waiting on the bus to go back out into the venue, you know what I mean? To finish the stuff with ICP, Big Armageddon. And so they knock on the door, somebody knocks on the door. Man, okay, look. This is the crazy part, because we didn't have any weed earlier in the day, right? We had maybe a quarter of weed on the bus. We started only carrying like a quarter with us because we got popped in Texas, you know? So, but we really wanted to bring some home with us. We just not being smart, you know, not being smart. So we bought some earlier in the day from this dude that Jaden knows that we buy from every single time we're there. He's with us last time we bought. He knows exactly who he is. You know, he knows the fucking guy by name. You know what I'm saying? This is why it looks the way it looks. The dude's car is parked right in front of the bus. 5 or 10 minutes before we got popped by the cops, this motherfucker comes up and asks me if I want to smoke with him outside. And I told him, no, I'm good. Not Jaden, but this other dude that we buy a weed from. He's out there and his car is in front of us. He's got pounds in that bitch. Pounds. You know what I'm saying? Pounds. We got 3 ounces now and a quarter because we bought this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So this is what happened. They were smoking outside. Somebody called the cops out. These guys, they came over to the bus, knocked on the bus. We just so happened had to go out because it was time for us to get back out to Fago Armageddon. They stopped us all there and said, no, you guys ain't going nowhere. They straight up, you know, detained us. We didn't end up getting on the shit. We ended up getting arrested. You know, each of us fucking bailed the fuck out, paid the shit. Now, I mean, everything for me is 100%, I'm donezo. And I'm just trying to cut mine and expunge it now. That's what I'm gonna do next. Because they illegally jumped on our bus. You know, they had no right to just go up there. And they kind of, you know, maneuvered their way to get up there. And our lawyer just played his hand and, you know, slapped him. And that's what it is right there. And they never think it's as funny as we do. And that's what it is, for real. They don't.
All right, Blaze, I'm coming out.
There was a juggalo in jail, though, and he was going motherfucking nuts. He was drunk off his shit. He didn't even know any of us were there. And we didn't see a mirror. That's why we looked so great in them pictures. They were just like, here, take these. They knew what we looked like. They were just like, ha-ha-ha, motherfuckers. Stupid ass. You know, the world's going to see this. Fuck you. So, I mean, needless to say, it's like the same thing happened there. Pickles got arrested, too, but nobody knew that. They only talk about, you know, Blaze and Twisted. So, you know, in that same aspect. Because that's what it is. When you get some, I guess, they're like, well, you're the fucking big face. Everybody's looking at you to see what you do. Like, well, I've been smoking weed for, man, how fucking long? Seems like 15 years. Maybe 20 years, some shit. That's what it seemed like. Straight up.
Hey, Blaze.
And I'm legal in Michigan, so.
Oh,
my motherfucking bowels. You know? Yo.
I gotta ask, man. I went to your gang rag store down over there in Cincinnati at Bogart's.
Yep.
Oh, there was like 80 people there. Was that the whole tour, or was that just Cincinnati being
that No, that was your start. Yeah, Cincinnati, for some reason, is there's something about Cincinnati. It's weird. It's like, it's not that they hate. It's like, a lot of people, when we don't go to Louisville, I want to make sure I said that right, Louisville. We don't go to Louisville, then we're kind of, you know, that's used to be where everybody would come up to Cincinnati to see. But I think for some reason, people from Louisville don't like Bogart's. And a lot of people don't like Bogart's in general, because I think the people around Bogart's don't like us. So it's like, I think it just turned out like that. It's like, I tell you, I had no problem with it, because we could have went out in the parking lot and did the show. You know what I'm saying? I would have been great with it, like, fuck it. And I still did. I went out there and hung out with everybody, because it was just as cool that way. Like, fuck it. Do the show and then get chill. You know? What up, Jeff?
I don't know. We got a question. Anybody over here? Because I'm kind of stuck.
Oh, we're almost done. That's why.
It's almost through.
I got people over here looking at me. Ron Jeremy sitting over here staring. And I think he's ready. What time is it? Oh, okay. Go ahead. He said I got time. My bad. Here. He can only move so fast, fellas.
Hey, get home, man!
Yo, what up?
Albuquerque, Mexico, yo!
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I wanna know what's up. You and ROC with that Zodiac imprint album. What's with that?
I'm telling you, we actually got some beats going. We got a little couple of concepts we've been talking about, and it's just nothing to it but to do it. ROC put together a new studio. We might even try to record there. You know what I mean? Because that's where it's kind of coming, you know? It's like, if we can just get in the studio, we can just do some shit. So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things happening that's psychopathic, and I don't blame that on anything, but, you know, that's what it is. It's busy, and that's good. You know what I mean? It's good to be busy, as opposed to not being busy, as a city. You know what I mean? That sucks.
Hey, what up, that homie? Albuquerque 505.
Yeah, Albuquerque in a motherfucking tent.
We got a 4-year-old daughter, and all she does is walk around the house saying, "Hey, Nate!"
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what's up.
Hey, Nate, for the camera.
Hey, Nate! That's what's up. That's what's up. That's the shiz. So it's already sun's back out. See how quick that shit happens? Rain, it's like, bang. It's kind of how it is in Michigan right now, you know? You don't like the weather, wait a few minutes and then it'll change. It's all good.
Hey, thanks. Good. Okay, man. Well, yeah. Boston representing.
Boston.
617.
Yo, Boston.
What's up? What are you pumping right now? What you got on your iPod that you finally figured out how to work?
What do I got in my iPod? Shit. I got a lot of stuff in my iPod. I was bumping some POV.
Yeah.
On the way down here, I know they're actually coming. I was sort of hyped because I have one of their albums in my iPod. I think it was not this one, but the last one before this new one. But I did hear the new one. It's not bad either. They're consistently good. I was listening to them. Shit, man, I hate to say it, but I had that Rick Ross on there. And I'm really like, now I'm second guessing why I ever put it on, you know what I mean? Because every time I listen to it, I'm gonna tell you why. I mean, just because you asked that and I got it on there, and I'm second guessing only because every time I think about it, I'm like, man, is it really right that one of the biggest dudes in hip hop and rap right now used to be a prison guard? You know what I mean? It's like, is that right? Used to be a prison guard. Weren't you kind of controlling the prisoners and the gangsters, but somehow you're the biggest gangster? And it doesn't make much sense to me. So I don't know. I just tell you, that's why you know the game's all fucked up and everything's changed and the rules ain't around and nobody really give a fuck. You know what I mean? And that's the mainstream don't care, and that's how it really is. You know what I mean? And that's why I told you. they're gonna fucking, it's gonna, they're so hypocritical right now, they're forcing that we're just gonna take over and it's gonna be us. We're gonna be the mainstream. And they're just gonna have to be forced to concede with what the fuck we do. That's what it's gonna be. Straight up, tell me.
Hey, my name is Dead Wood from Humboldt County.
Yep.
First off, I want to say I love your style. You're being psychopathic by yourself.
That's what's up, man.
I don't need anything else to do.
How are you?
I have somebody that was out in Humboldt County for about 6 years from Flint, just went back home, and he turned me on some like real estate out there, really cheap. What's up with the real estate in Flint?
Man, Flint is fucking broke. Straight up, you could probably go to Flint and buy Flint right now. Throw your dick on the table. They'd probably give it to you. Like, oh, yeah, here you go. Roll it out. Yeah. Fuck it. It's yours. You can come in and build a real government for Flint. No, Flint straight up is like, if you go to like the top 10 murder capitals or the worst cities in the fucking US, Flint's number one, and number two is Detroit.
As long as you give them someone else.
How do you figure that? Two out of the top 10 or 12. It's like everybody's leaving Detroit. There's nobody in there. There's houses that are just being taken over by people, just stepping up and chilling, hanging out. And then them houses are just going on fire because they're not taken care of. They're not the code. And you know, it's crazy as fuck, man. People losing their lives every day. There was two white kids that just rode down there to see their uncle, and they fucking got stopped afterwards trying to buy some weed or sell some weed to somebody, and they wound up dead. And, you know, that's the big story up in Michigan and Detroit right now. Bobish and somebody else, I don't remember their name, but two dudes, and they're straight up, that's what it is, man. It's like, now they're talking about, you know, you see people on the news talking about, well, they were in the wrong side of the town. What really is the wrong side of town nowadays? It's like, man, where should you not be allowed to go in America? You know what I mean? There should not be a place you shouldn't be allowed to go. You know what I'm saying? And it's straight up, but Detroit right now, some people have that mentality in their head, man. It's just, you know, it's hard to shake that shit. You can't really shake that off some of the people's shit, you know what I mean? To the point where they're just like, oh, I thought I was protecting my hood. Well, you're not really protecting shit. You're kind of, you know, you're fucking damaging it. You're damaging the fucking, what it looks like, the image of the city, the image of everybody that lives around that motherfucker. You're making these people that live in the suburbs scared to go really down bad. There.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just fucking about more people are leaving. It's just, man, it's a hellhole right now. You can fucking, I told you, put your dick on the table. You can take a piece of property out there too. Straight up. Because they want you. They need you to fucking pay taxes on that motherfucker. That's what they really need. They need people that actually can pay to stay. Get jobs. That's what Detroit needs. Straight up.
Hey, this is Blake from South Dakota, fucking 605.
I've been there.
Yeah?
Yup.
You ever bump your own shit?
No. I listen to everything before I go out there because I need a refresher to remember what I'm doing, but mostly my own shit, I'm like I said, there's some with me, I kind of memorize most of that shit. Where I, you know, there's certain things that I just trigger stop.
You gotta fuck up on stage?
I have, 100%. At the gathering, my worst time ever. I fucked up a couple years ago. I mean, if you've been here 13 years, you would remember the exact year, but I don't. But I know for a fact I was out here, and there was a lot of circumstance that happened, and it just so happened. I kind of blanked, man, I'm telling you. I don't know where I was at. And everybody else knew, and they were doing it, so I guess it didn't matter much, but it was, to me, I knew it. And I was like, man, it's bullshit, you know what I mean? So that's, to me, it's like, I'd rather be prepared than not. And, you know what I mean? I don't know. I said, I listen to everybody's stuff when it comes out new. I listen to when it, you know, when it first comes out. And it's the same stuff, you know what I mean?
Bust down low, woo woo.
Woo woo. That's what's up.
Hi, Blaze, I think that's gonna do it.
All right, I better get out of here.
Blaze, y'all. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll see y'all later on. I'll see you outside. I'll see you at Hard Rap, and I'll see you on stage. I'm on Saturday night.